Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now, shop.asmia1.com, to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line. You can also find some sales goalkeeper products on our website. Use code SOS for a 10% discount of all products. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular offers and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports with me, Asmir Begovic, and my producer, as always, Joe Ovenall. Joe, how are you, mate?
Very well, Asmir, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Ready to crack on the season once again after the international break, and always nice to be on set with you here, recording another episode of The Season of Sports. So we've got a great show lined up. It's part two of our NFL special, as we call it. Last episode, we looked at the NFC with Mike Carlson, and today we're going to be looking at the AFC. We have a great guest, one of my favorite guests actually, Russ Goldman. He's the host of the Patriots 4th and 2 podcast, so he's coming to us from Boston, so he's going to give us great insights, which I always love talking to him. And we're going to be looking at the AFC and especially our Patriots, so we get a great insight to them, and then we'll obviously finish up with a huddle as always, and we really love the questions that we get from everyone, so we'll look forward to finishing the show off with that. But before we get into everything, let's get into some of the headlines over the last couple of weeks. One of the best and biggest tournaments in the sporting calendar, which only comes around every couple of years, is the Ryder Cup. That's going to get underway in a couple of weeks' time, and the teams are out, the teams are set. I don't know what you think, Joe. I mean, this American team looks pretty stacked. I mean, I don't know. This is as good of a team as I think you can assemble for a tournament like this. Like the Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, obviously the Masters champ, Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Webb Simpson have the automatic spots. And the wild cards are Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, which is incredible, right? And then maybe arguably the informed golfer right now, Bryson DeChambeau, has got the third wild card, and Tony Finau rounds out the field, who's just secured the last wild card. So, I mean, in terms of teams, this American team looks pretty formidable to me. What are your thoughts?
So if you can bring in Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson on the wild card, and you've got Jordan Spieth, only the sixth highest ranked player on their squad, I think they're going to do all right, aren't they?
Yeah. No, I mean, the only thing, I mean, especially because the European squad, which consists of the likes of mostly rookies. I mean, Francesco Molinari, Justin Rose, Tyrrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood, Torbjörn Olesen, John Rahm, obviously the big guns, Rory McIlroy, Alex Noren. Those guys are in the mix, obviously the automatic spots, and they've had to rely on the wild cards to get some experience in that team. Ian Poulter, Sergio Garcia, Paul Casey, getting the wild cards. So I think It's an incredible one. I think on paper, the Americans are incredibly strong. But again, the Europeans are at home. It's going to be held in Paris this year. So maybe that's going to give them advantage to even things out a little bit. But for me, this moment in time, you can't really see past the Americans. So nope. I don't know how you see it, but I definitely see it a pretty... I mean, nothing's ever played on paper. So
I know, wait and see. In the odds, they're fairly even. So they're not putting too much between them. Yeah, which I can't believe. So it's very, very close. So maybe they know something that us and everybody else do not.
They must look at the home course advantage side of things and really even things out. But I think in terms of talent, the Americans look very strong. I'll go with them, but we'll see. We'll see what happens in a couple weeks' time. I'm looking forward to watching it. It's going to be a great event. And one more thing I want to touch on was Alistair Cook's fantastic international career coming to an end, really in a very fairy tale style way. On Monday at the Oval, he scored 147 runs against India to finish with 12,472 test runs, including 33 centuries. So he's one of the best cricketers of all time in English history. I know you probably have a bigger opinion than me, but obviously he's someone that I respect as an athlete, and what he's done for English cricket is pretty amazing. What are your thoughts on Alistair Cook, Joe?
Yeah, just an outstanding career. I think bringing that test match to a close, it was tears all around. Just the highest run scorer for England of all time. He's not always been the most loved because of his... So he's not kind of the bubbly character as some of them might be, but yeah, just outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah, I know. I think sometimes people need to look past that. I think everyone has different characters. It's all about what they do on the field, so to say. And He's been, I think, an outstanding professional over his time. He's been a fantastic captain in my eyes, and you know he'll be missed on that international scene for the, you know, for English cricket. So we wish him all the best in the future with everything that he's got going on. And you know, he's been a fantastic servant in English cricket. So well done to Alistair Cook. Now we move on to our NFL chat with our man Russ Goldman. Now we're moving on to our NFL chat with a good friend of mine, someone I'm really excited to have on the podcast, Russ Goldman, host of the Patriot Sports & Tube podcast. Russ, how are you, mate? Welcome to the Season of Sports.
Thanks for having me back, Yasmin. I look forward to talking some football with you, NFL football.
Absolutely. Normally you and I talk soccer on other podcasts and things like that, so now we're going to be talking proper football. And on our previous episode on the Season of Sports, we looked at the NFC, and now we wanted to focus more on the AFC, and of course, our beloved New England Patriots as well. So I'm going to take us through the divisions. I'll get your thoughts, and of course, I'll get a main pick from you at the end. But sure. I want to start with the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I think everyone in this division loves the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people's Super Bowl picks this year. But now with Le'Veon Bell still holding out, their key running back, that's never a nice situation for any team. I think the Ravens are improved. You know, they look good, obviously, in week one. I know it was against the Buffalo Bills, but nonetheless, Browns are much improved with the likes of Tyrod Taylor, Jarvis Landry, coming in and bringing in some quality in that team. And the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, you never quite know with them, but again, I think they're always a decent team. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this division at the end of the day, but how do you see the AFC North playing out?
Actually, it's similar to you, Asmir. Listen, the Steelers are always going to be the team that I think should be favored until Ben Roethlisberger leaves the Steelers. Then we can readjust. But as long as he's the quarterback, I would always favor the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell not being there is an issue. They have a running back that they have slotted in to take his place. We'll see how that works. It didn't go that great in the first game, getting a tie, but I still like that team because you know what you're going to get with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They do what they do is what they say there. So they're the team that everyone else is chasing. I know the Ravens had their victory against the Bills and embarrassed the Bills, but until I see more from the Ravens, you know, I need a larger sampling to tell me that they are the better team in the division. I will always go with the Steelers as the way it's constituted right now with Roethlisberger. They have a solid defense now. So for me, they're my pick.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just think if they can button up a little bit, get the discipline in order, then I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are always going to be a team to reckon with. And, they'll go deep in the AFC. Now we're going to move out west. We go anti-clockwise here in the Season of Sports. Mike Carlson last time wasn't a fan of that. But anyway, we go anti-clockwise. So we're going to go west. And I think this is an incredibly interesting division for me because you have the Chargers who are stacked. I think a very good quarterback in Pat Rivers. One of the best wide receivers. And then the front guys in the defense, the likes of Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, they're pretty scary. And I think the scariest team for me in this whole AFC is the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they lit up the Chargers in week one with some of that offensive talent. I think if Pat Mahomes, as he looks now, if he can come together and he can make his adjustments during the year and whatever else the teams throw at him, then I think that the Chiefs can be incredibly scary. And don't forget about the Broncos. Their defense is as good as ever. Pass rushers, Von Miller, Chubb. What can Case Keenum give him? Will he give him the solid QB press? We'll see. And then the Raiders with John Gruden coming back are always an interesting story. So I'm not sure how to call this division. I think it'll be between the Chargers and Chiefs, but it should be an interesting one to the last week, I think.
Totally agree. What's interesting about this, and I'll be honest, when I did my picks, I picked the Chargers for all the reasons you said, Asmir. They're pretty stacked, and I had a good look at them last year, and it's a very talented team. Can they put it all together? I think that they can. They're my pick, but I have to be impressed also with how the Kansas City Chiefs played against them, and I saw the Chiefs last year as well, and they came into Foxborough and really embarrassed the Patriots. The issue I have with the Chiefs is, can they consistently do this over a course of an entire season? They have in the past. Last season, they did not do it. So I'm a little bit hesitant on the Chiefs just from last season, and maybe they will prove me wrong. But I look at the Chargers, and I'm not going to change my mind off of one game, because I have always been a fan of Philip Rivers. He's one of the toughest quarterbacks I've ever seen. Played through a torn ACL in a playoff game against the Patriots, AFC Championship game. So this is a team that I respect. They're very talented, but I hit point on the Chiefs. I think this will be a battle, but I'll still stick with the Chargers.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree with you too much there. I mean, it's all about if these teams come together and they put it up on a consistent basis. I mean, the way the Chargers finished last year gave me a lot of optimism for them this year, and that's where they were probably my pick as well. But I wouldn't sleep on the Chiefs. Andy Reid is a head coach I respect greatly, and I think he's always going to have his team ready to play and give it a good go. So now we move on to the AFC South, won by the Jacksonville Jaguars last year, Jacksonville. I'm not a huge fan of nicknames. I don't know about you, but never a good sign for me when teams give themselves nicknames.
I'm not a fan either, Asmir. I'm with you on that.
The Texans obviously had a tough day against our Patriots in week one, but Deshaun Watson's back. That gives them a threat at all times.
Yep.
Their defense is obviously strong, as you would always expect, the likes of J.J. Watt. They've added the Honey Badger and Tyrann Mathieu. So they have a workable schedule. I always look at their schedule, and I think they're good for them. So I expect the Texans to win this division this year. The Colts, new head coach, offensive head coach. I like him. Andrew Luck is back. You know, we'll see how his shoulder holds up over 16 games. And then you have the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, with Blake Bortles. They re-signed him. They've obviously put their eggs in his basket. Two of his receivers are gone. So I'm not sure that was a great move for them, because now he doesn't have all that many weapons. Obviously a formidable defense. And then you have the Tennessee Titans, who I think, you know, I really don't know what to make of Marcus Mariota. He's been in the league long enough now. Is he a superstar? Is he ready to break out? What's the deal with him? So I looked at their schedule. They have a brutal November, so they've got three tough games coming up in a couple months' time. So I'm not too sold on the Titans. I think the Texans win this division. But give me your thoughts on the AFC South.
Okay, well, I had a good look at the Texans, and I'm there with you on Deshaun Watson. I think that he is going to be a superstar in this league. Forget about what happened against the Patriots. I've seen enough of him in college and then, of course, now in the pros to get me to believe that he is the real deal. I just think that the Patriots outplayed the Texans and were ready for this game. They were well prepared, but I think as Deshaun Watson comes back from this injury, he's already starting to play. I think he's just going to get better and better. I like the Texans. They obviously have a very good defensive front, and that's intimidating. So the Texans, I understand why you went with the Texans. The Titans are interesting with new head coach Mike Vrabel, former New England Patriot player. I like this team. Are they ready to make the step up to win the division? Maybe not, but I actually like Mariota, but I've seen the good and the bad of him, so I think he just needs to be more consistent. I'm not sold on the Colts. I know Andrew Luck's back. I think that they're at least a year away. I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, again, I know why many are overlooking the Jaguars, and it has to do, I believe, with Blake Bortles. And I understand that because I'm not completely sold on him, Asmir. But if he can manage the game, I look at the Jaguars similar to the Baltimore Ravens 2000 version with Trent Dilfer. If he can just manage that team, they have a running game, and they have this incredible defense, I think that they win the division. And not only win the division, I think they're going to be the top seed in the AFC. I'm already going to say that because I've already predicted this. They will be the top seed over the New England Patriots.
Wow,
I think that they are going to have an incredible season. That's just my thoughts on that. It really comes down to their defense and that running game. Leonard Fournette came up injured in their opening game, but I think he will be back. And then, of course, you also have Yeldon as the other back. He's a formidable back as well. I really like the Jaguars, Asmir, to win this division.
Wow, that's a huge pick. I I see what you're saying. I think the only thing that concerns me as well is obviously last year was such a soft division. I mean, they won a lot of games. Right. You know, if Andrew Luck back, so you're going to, obviously, all things being well, going to face him twice. They beat up on the Colts last year. The Texans didn't have Deshaun Watson for most of last year, so he's back. So I think that division plays a lot tougher this year than it did last year, and I don't think they're going to get as many wins as they did last year, and I think that's what's going to haunt them and maybe cost them the division in the end. Now, I think they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll be up there to maybe they'll be in the running for a bye week, but I don't know if they'll be right up there with the end. But we'll see how it plays out. I see your optimism on them, and of course those reasons are definitely legitimate. But Russ Goldman joining me here on the Season of Sports. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, Russ_Goldman, and listen to his podcast, which I'm a huge fan of, Patriots 4th and 2. It's amazing inside there. And speaking of the Patriots, now it's time to move to my favorite division, the AFC East, which the Patriots are obviously a part of. Now, again, I think the Patriots will win this division. The Buffalo Bills basically stink. I mean, they're in a mess as usual. You know, I think Allen has obviously been named starter already for week 2, so there's obviously a changing of the guard there, and I think he could be a good quarterback for them in the future. He's a big project. The Jets will be interesting. Sam Darnold, I'm a huge fan of. Loved him in college at USC, so I think for the next few years they're going to have their franchise quarterback, so they'll be a tough team to face. And of course, the Dolphins are never easy as well, but I do expect the Patriots to win this division. But generally, I know you've been around the Pats all of training camp, beginning of this year. Give me some insight on the Pats and just generally, obviously, of course, your feelings and thoughts on this division.
Sure. What I can tell you about the Patriots that I can already feel is different is the defense, especially the front seven. And we're talking here about it potentially being more aggressive. And I don't know if it's any more attack-minded than, say, in years past. I think that they're still running Bill Belichick's defense. I think it's an aggressive that you actually have players that can get home now, where in, say, years past, you really haven't. And I just think that the talent is much better than it has before. And I'm already seeing it because, again, the talk here is, well, are they having a more aggressive front? I don't know if it's a much more aggressive front. I just think it's the actual players that they have that can have the ability to really get after the quarterback more than the last 4 or 5 years. And I really like what I'm seeing from this front seven. They're very good. And the very good point about the front seven, especially the defensive line, is that they really have a rotation at the defensive end position, also defensive tackles. They can bring bodies in and out, keep these guys fresh. That was one of the things that I noticed when I was at the game, is that these defensive ends were not logging too many plays. They were rotating them, and they kept getting after Deshaun Watson, which for me is different than what I was expecting. I was expecting them to just hold the edge and just not let him out, but they were actually getting after him along with not letting him get out. So it was actually very, very impressive for me. I was not expecting that. And then, you know, people are forgetting about the Patriots secondary. Stephon Gilmore, for me, is a lockdown corner now, and he's shown that to me. So I think what has given me hope is the defense. Now, the offense is a work in progress. We know the situation with the wide receivers, Asmir. But my answer to everyone that points the finger at the wide receivers, well, you still have the most formidable talent at tight end that we might have ever seen in Rob Gronkowski, and he showed that in the opening game. You have a very diverse running game to go along with it. So for me, the Patriots are going to be very interesting to watch, and I'm more interested in their defense than their offense because I know what I'm going to get with Tom Brady. I know what I'm going to eventually get with that offense. If the defense shows me what it showed me in the preseason and then going in to the first game, through the first game, I'm very encouraged by them, and obviously I'm going to pick them to win the division. Real quick on the Jets, I'm very impressed with what I've seen in the Jets. Like you, I'm a big fan of Sam Darnold. If I could have figured a way to get him to the Patriots, I would have, because he was the quarterback that I was looking at to be the potential successor to Brady. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. But Darnold is a quarterback that you are going to have to watch because I agree with you. I think he's going to be a franchise elite quarterback in a couple of seasons. And what's interesting about the Jets is that I am a fan of their coach. I think that Todd Bowles is a very good coach, and I just hope the Jets give him time to build his program further because I think that they have something there. I don't think the game against Detroit was a fluke. I don't think they're winning the division, but I think they come in second. I agree with you. The Bills, I think, are a dumpster fire. I hate to use that term, but that's how I see that. Yep. And the Dolphins are the Dolphins. The Dolphins just seem to always be on 7-9, 8-8 kind of team. So for me, it's the Patriots, but I'm not going to look at the Jets in a negative way. I think they're coming up, and it might not be this year, but in a few seasons, they are definitely going to be a team to contend with the Patriots for the AFC East.
You know, I did my mock draft for the NFL draft in the spring, and, you know, I just had Sam Darnold number one all over this thing. This guy is a dude.
I totally agree with you, by the way.
I know, and for me, it was a no-brainer. And quarterbacks in general, I always think you have to have that dude quality. It's not about arm strength and, and who's fastest, who's everything. It's like, can you be the guy? Can you be the Tom Brady? Can you be the man who's going to be leading that team? And I think Sam Darnold's an absolute start. And I like what you mentioned about Todd Bowles, their head coach. He's probably the best ever coach with a losing record that I've seen. I'm not sure how he's there. And plus with Sam Darnold, he's got Josh McCown, who's one of the smartest quarterbacks and a great backup in him. So he's a good quarterback room. But I think he's in a really good situation to succeed. Now, going back to the Patriots, what I loved about your point is back to the defense. And everyone's made such a big deal about the wide receiving issue. And I've listened to all the national shows in the States and everyone. And, you know, you guys have been quite good on your podcast where you guys have been quite diplomatic about it and think, okay, well, there's options on offense. The offense always going to be okay. We have enough weapons. That's not a problem. But it's a case of, can the defense be better? And I think that's been the case this year. They're a lot more well-balanced. The additions of Claiborne and Danny Shelton, those kind of guys, gives them more depth and more aggressive guys. Because, you know, Russ, the Patriots can't rely on having to score 35 to 40 points every game. It's just, you know, at some point, doesn't matter who your quarterback is or whatever, it's not a recipe for success. And the Patriots did well to achieve as much as they have with that sort of a way. And I know it's the bend, don't break type attitude on defense, but, you know, they have to be a little bit more aggressive.
I'll give you a player to watch, Asmir. A player that I think is going to make an impact that's going to surprise people. And I saw it in the opener. I had a good view of this. I actually watched a great deal of his play. And that is Juwan Bentley. And Juwan Bentley is already flashing in game one. I saw it in preseason and in training camp. And what's interesting about it is that I watched Deshaun Watson try to set up plays to take advantage of him in the passing game. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it the entire game because he could cover. He can be that middle linebacker, not only against the run, but what I've seen so far, he's not a liability in the passing game, and that's been a problem for the Patriots. So he is a key player to add to this mix. Very early on for me to say a key player. If he can show me what he showed me in week one and this preseason, then the Patriots might have found another middle linebacker that will allow Hightower to do more things on the outside. So that's what's also encouraging is the play of Bentley.
Well, that's great stuff. I mean, that's positive. And we hope for a good season for the Patriots. Now, thanks for your picks on the AFC. Now, I can't let you go without getting your overall Super Bowl pick. Who's your team from the AFC, NFC? And I know it's early, but what were your predictions?
Wow. Okay. So I guess we're going to go there, Asmir. I've already made this
prediction.
We're
going to go there.
Okay. Let's go there. Asmir, I'm going to pick the Jaguars to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game because I think they're going to get the number one seed. This isn't what I want to happen. It's what I'm predicting to happen. So we'll see. Again, it's a long season. We'll see how it all plays out. But if I'm looking at it and if there's a team that I think can give the Patriots fits, it's going to be the Jaguars. So I am maybe going out on a limb, but predicting them to get to the Super Bowl. And on the other side, I have a surprise, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. I think people are sleeping on the Atlanta Falcons, even though they lost that game. In the opener, I like the Falcons. So I am predicting a Jaguars-Falcons Super Bowl, and I have the Jaguars winning the Super Bowl.
A very southeasterly flavor to your Super Bowl picks. I like that. But if you listen, I think you might have listened to our last episode because I picked the Falcons. So I've got the Pats, Falcons in the Super Bowl, wow, of course. So I like the really look of the Falcons. I think they're stacked. There's so many weapons, and I think you know, Matt Ryan's got Steve Sarkisian as his second year offensive coordinator. So I think they'll be more comfortable as the season goes on. And
totally agree.
Yeah. So Russ, listen, thanks a lot for joining me here on the Season of Sports. Love your insight. Really appreciate your time, and really looking forward to the whole NFL season.
Thank you for having me on, Asmir, anytime.
A fantastic chat with Russ, as always. We always get amazing insight with him. One of my favorite guys to talk to. So really enjoy that. But now it's time for the huddle, and over to you, Joe.
Thanks, Asmir. Okay, so I've got a couple here. I've got one from Mark in Salford, who has said Alistair Cook, as we mentioned earlier, ended his test career on 12,472 runs. What an incredible achievement. But Asmir, in your opinion, who has achieved the most in sport?
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't think you can really ever identify just one person in this sort of a question. I think everyone in a different respect of sports has done some amazing things, incredible things, like some Michael Jordan, LeBron James, basketball. Those guys you have to mention. Wayne Gretzky in ice hockey. Tom Brady, maybe now John Montana, those guys in the NFL. So I think there's some amazing, amazing athletes and, you know, guys that I certainly have a huge amount of respect for. They were an inspiration for me and still are to this day. You know, you want to reach up to the best and take some sort of inspiration from them, a little bit from what they've done, and add to your game and your drive and your motivation. So I think those are just some of the names that I think have been some of the standouts in sport over many years and just my lifetime. So I'd go for those guys.
Excellent. Okay, and another one here from Carla on Twitter. A little bit early, but she said, who will be, after just one game week, who will be NFL MVP?
Well, I mean, it's tough to say after one game, like you said. You know, I think the likes of, you know, the usual suspect, Tom Brady's obviously had a really good start. Based on week one, Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has been unbelievable, but I'm not sure how many more starts he'll get once James Winston comes back. You know, I'll go for someone like Todd Gurley. I think he was probably close to getting it last year. With Tom Brady, I think, having such an amazing season, he maybe lost out just to a slightly better man. But I'll go for Todd Gurley this year. The LA Rams are stacked. They're going to achieve some great things this year. I think they'll finish maybe with the best record in the NFC in the regular season. So my pick this year for MVP will be Todd Gurley. So let's see what happens with him.
Okay, I think, I was looking at her Twitter bio, and there's a lot of Green Bay Packers stuff in there, so I just wonder whether she was hinting at you to say Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron Rodgers would be one of the... Well, I just think maybe the team record overall might sway to someone like Todd Gurley, because I think they'll finish with more wins than the Green Bay Packers. But Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Todd Gurley, those guys will be, I think, Matt Ryan and the Falcons. I think he's going to have a great year. Carson Wentz for the Eagles once he comes back. Whether he'll play enough games, we'll see what happens there. So there's a lot of guys that you could really put in the mix. But I'll go for Todd Gurley with my pick. So that's another great question. I think that brings us to the end of the huddle. And we really love the questions that everyone comes in. Make sure you keep following us, guys, and get them in on social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook, so keep following us, keep getting the questions in. And, you know, I've had a blast again, once again, Joe. It's been a great episode. Huge thanks to Russ Goldman for joining us here on the Season of Sports and giving us his insight. We've had a blast, and we'll see you guys again in a couple of weeks. So leave us a review, listen to us on Audioboom, iTunes, Spotify, where we get your podcasts from, and we'll see you again very, very soon.